Welcome to Messy Business, the podcast for solo business owners who are brilliant at what they do, but sometimes feel like things are a bit of a mess. I'm Libby Langley, business therapist, author, and your practical voice of calm in the chaos of working for yourself. Each week, I'll help you make sense of the mess so you can build a business that actually feels like you. Here's this week's episode. Well, hello and welcome. This is Messy Business. Oh my God, it feels so good to say that. I'm Libby Langley. I'm a business therapist, part coach, part therapist for your business, and someone who has spent a long time figuring out how to run a business that actually works for me. This new chapter of this podcast is all about doing just that. Building a business that supports you, not one that drains you, because you don't have to have it all together to be successful. Let me tell you that. I will say that again. You do not need to have it all together to be successful. You just need a solid base underneath all your deliciously beautiful chaos, right? So, why the name change? Well, it's been an interesting journey, this podcast. What are we on now? Episode 157. So that's nearly 3 years. And 3 years is a really long time, particularly in a neurodivergent brain. I don't know about you, but every week is different. But it's kind of the natural progression of what this podcast is, what it delivers, what I promise, and what I want it to be as well, which is crucially really important because it's for you, but it's for me too, right? Because if I hate it, then it's a waste of time for everybody and would be really rubbish to listen to. So it started life as life in business because it was about life in business, what it's like to be a solo business owner, all the ups and downs and the joys and utter misery of it. And a really honest kind of share of that journey, that experience, right? And it still is that. However, it is a little more focused. And yes, we had 6 months or so of being branded as unstuck. But to be absolutely honest with you, that was me going into over-delivery mode. And I share this with you as a personal reflection, but as also a kind of warning to you, because the promise of Unstuck was that each week I took a particular problem, particular thing you might be feeling, and provided a solution to it. Great, very helpful, very useful. And I know that you find this podcast really useful and really grounding and all of that. However, I'm not a teacher. I do not want to be a teacher. I will run workshops and have run thousands of workshops over the years, but that's not my focus now. I'm, you know, coach therapist now, and that's what I want to be, and that's what I love doing, and that's how I work with my clients. So to make the podcast to, right, I'm going to solve everything in one go, was doing myself a disservice about how deeply I actually work with people and how I support people within my program, within my coaching space. And so I've kind of given myself the Libby treatment and worked out exactly what matters to me, what my foundations are, what my core beliefs are, and what I actually want, and what the purpose of this podcast is, right? Because to be absolutely honest with you, it has to generate something, right? And it does. I know that most of the people who come and work with me listen to this podcast, and certainly my existing clients listen to this podcast. So it does do all of that. But I think there is a danger with those of us that like giving information in order to just end up giving information. It's like, where's the payment exchange in that? And so I kind of caught myself slipping into over delivery mode. And I would rather give you a taste of what it's like to work with me and a weekly kind of pep talk and support talk. And then we all agree that actually, if you want more than that, then come work with me, you know, come join my program. And I think that that's absolutely a fair exchange. And I don't feel kind of muggy by saying that, to use maths parlance. It's not, I never say muggy, but they say it all the time in maths. But I don't think it's muggy to say that. I don't think it's disrespectful to say that, because I think that's a fair point. And ultimately, what I try and do always is remind you, whilst reminding myself, but remind you of the fact that you are a business, that everything that you do should be focused around building the business that you want it to be. Okay. And so I have to do that for myself too. So I'm explaining, over-explaining that in order to just, I guess, kind of set the boundaries of what's going to be happening in here over the next however long, you know, forever. You may not notice any difference whatsoever, right? And that's really important. I'm certainly not taking anything away. It's just a slight reframe. And I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and I think it's going to be a lot clearer. And the core premise of this podcast now, and ultimately of my entire business, is that it's okay to be a bit of a mess. You can still be successful. You can still be super successful. And you absolutely deserve to have the business that you want, not the business that you've somehow ended up creating for yourself. So that's what I'm going to be talking about in these episodes going forward. It's really about embracing yourself, understanding yourself, and just not trying to be anything that you're not. You know, I'm an utter mess. And this, I think you've probably gathered that by now. We've been friends for long enough. But I think I'm just owning that. And I think I've always owned that, but I haven't named it. So this feels like a really big and important step there. And the name change to Messy Business is like, yeah, it's messy, but works for me. You know, you'll know if you've been here for any length of time that my business is almost entirely run on post-it notes. I don't care. It's fine. It works for me. And that's what's important. And that's the really core thing that I always want you to take away from listening to this podcast, or from working with me, or seeing me do a keynote, or whatever, however you stumble across me, is that whatever works for you is the right way. Yes, possibly. You can learn new systems, you can learn new processes, you know, you can learn things. Because if you don't know about this stuff, right, you don't know whether it's right for you or not. But when you do know about the stuff and you try things and you think, do you know what? No, post-its are the best. Then that's great. Just embrace it. Whatever. Is it messy? Yes. Who cares? Nobody. Because nobody knows unless you tell them in your podcast. So, reassurance again to you long-time listeners that this is not a total change. It's just a clearer version of what I've always believed and what I've always delivered to you. So, here we go. What do I mean by messy then? Because it possibly sounds a bit derogatory, and it absolutely isn't, of course. It's the best phrase that I can think of and come up with to just add some joy and some fun to stuff. You know, because you for kids, it's like messy play is a thing, because it's like, oh my God, yeah, let's make a total mess and have loads of fun. And I think that that should be applied within business too. And I know, I've always said, you know, I'm one of those people who just kind of always looks a bit of a mess. I don't know. Some people are like super groomed and just impeccable. I've never been that. And it's funny, my mum used to say about my brother that she used to really hate meeting other mums with babies in prams and all that, because within about 30 seconds, my brother would just look a mess, and there were these immaculate babies and all of that. And she comes at that from a really terrible, you know, I was a terrible mother point of view, I think. But so what? I don't know. So what? I don't think it matters as much. And I think we can put pressure on ourselves for absolutely the wrong thing. Because by me embracing the fact that I like ripped jeans, that I like t-shirts, that I've got tattoos, I don't wear any makeup apart from mascara, that sometimes my hair isn't really quite brushed properly. Although I do wash it every day. And I am clean. I'm clean. You know, things like that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, because I'm comfortable in who I am. And if you don't like it, then we're not going to work together anyway. So why would it matter? And I'm more and more, as I get older, comfortable in myself. And I think as well, since I got my autism ADHD diagnosis, it's really helped me. And also entering the stage of life where I give far fewer fucks than I used to. That's really kind of helped me just go, yeah, do you know what? Things are not the way they should be. Obviously, I do that in inverted commas. But, you know, the way society says, you know, oh, to be successful, you must be like this and use this system and to do this and present yourself like this. And it's like, no, mate, most business owners aren't like that. So I'm for the people who don't fit that mold. And actually, if they're absolutely honest, do not want to. That's what's so important. If you are happy in the way that you do things, then you are happy in the way that you do things. And nobody can judge that. And nobody should try and change that. However, there is the, do you know what? This is just such a mess that I'm so absolutely, totally and utterly overwhelmed. And that is a side that I will speak about and speak to through these podcasts, because there's a balance. There's a balance about embracing your natural kind of slightly chaotic and over-enthusiastic coupled with utter just like I'm dying side. And I don't know where I'm going because my head is so confused. Okay, so there's two different sides to that. And I will speak to the second one in this, but and I think actually that most business owners are really exhausted with trying to look together, you know, look like they've got it all together. It's masking. I mean, if you are neurodivergent and late diagnosed like me, you will realize how much you've masked through your life. I actually got a message from someone yesterday about this. They've realized how much they've been masking, having been away at a 4-day retreat, and just this cannot continue. And if you know that, you know, that kind of veneer that you put on, it's absolutely exhausting just doing that. And in my job, which I've not had for 14 years, but they used to call me the ice queen, right? Because I was really straight and cold and got the job done, super efficient and all of this. Also a super nice person too, but it was all about kind of efficiency and drive and getting things done. And I am like that, but also really just not too. And so what I've learned since having my business in the last 14 years is that I do not need to look as if I've got everything together, because that is my niche, right? That is one of the things that appeals about me. That's what makes me relatable, and that what it also makes, you know, me trusted as well. I don't claim to have everything sorted. And you know, in the middle of the house renovation that we're going through at the moment, I'm in tears every day because it's just such a lot. And things are slipping, and you know, things are slipping with the business, things are slipping with the house, and that's all okay too, because any mere mortal would struggle to deal with it. So by trying to fight what's actually going on is causing yourself more harm and more damage. And the whole point of having a business is that you want it to fit around you, yeah? You don't want your life to fit around your business. You want your business to fit around your life. That's really so, so important. And there is a real relief that comes from when you stop trying to fix yourself. You know, you're the problem. You're the problem. Am I though? Am I, or is it just that society is not built for brains like mine? I think that's society's problem. So we'll have less of that, please. And really, my whole kind of point of view here, my whole hill I will die on, is that you do not need to be perfect to be successful. What you need is a business that fits you. And I think so often that we have this kind of corporate hangover. You might have heard me talk about this before. But this kind of corporate hangover in business, where we understand about the 9-to-5 because, you know, you knew it at school, you knew it in work, you knew it all the way. And then when you start your own business, you don't know anything other than that. So if you've done the things that you wanted to do and it's 2:15, it's like, right, what else can I do until 5 o'clock? And it's like, why? But why would you do that? Because you've literally started the business for more freedom. So there's your freedom. Go do something with it. Even if it's just sitting watching the telly, who cares? But, you know, do something else. So that's what I mean about having a business that fits you. You have to decide what you want first of all. And being perfect, I don't think is on anybody's, you know, list of what are your hopes and dreams? Oh, to be perfect. I'm not sure. Who was it? Was it Mary Poppins who was practically perfect in every way? It doesn't work like that, and nor should it, right? There is this pressure of performative business perfection, you know, think Trello boards and content consistency and stuff like that. And yes, those things can work. And some of you might be screaming now, I love Trello boards. I love them. Great. That's okay. I don't. And neither of us is right. Okay. It's about understanding what works for you and doing more of that. And, you know, content consistency is in and of itself just nothing. Doesn't matter. You know, if your content's rubbish, doesn't matter if you do it religiously every hour. It's about understanding what you stand for, what you believe in, and talking to that over and over and over and over again. So you get known for that. So people understand that that's what you're the expert in, and that you give them permission to be whatever it is that you promised that you will, you know, that you stand for. That's what really matters. And the content consistency, you know, kind of can come after that or not. It matters, and yet it doesn't. That's one of those things. So Schrodinger's consistency. But one thing you might have noticed as well is that I have changed my title or changed the way I speak about myself. And this is born out of a comment that somebody made probably over a year ago now. Dawn, hi, if you're listening. Part therapist, part coach. To me, coaching is always, a business coach has always been this kind of like weird masculine thing. I've never been comfortable with calling myself that. I've always felt a bit, I needed to apologize immediately after saying that, or just think, oh my God, I'm not a business coach. This is just awful. But it is a part of what I do as well, obviously. So when this business therapist thing has been playing around in my business therapist title, has been playing around in my mind for a while, and I know I've said in a lot of my copy, part therapist, part coach, for over a year now. But I've decided to just kind of own that, you know? And I spoke to a therapist, actually. I met her at an event recently, and she said, what do you do? And I said, I'm a business therapist. And she's like, oh, I love that. She said, I'm a therapist and you're like me, but for businesses. And I'm like, yes, I am. And it was good to, because I don't, you know, I'm not a counsellor, I'm not qualified in that. So it was good to speak to someone who that is their trained profession and immediately get the understanding that as a business therapist, I'm there to listen, to support, to guide, to coach, but for the business. So it's different and it feels really nice because I'm a business therapist. I'm not a productivity coach. You know, I'm not a sales coach. I'm not any of those things. Those things come under what I talk about, but they're not what I lead with. Because yes, you can be more productive and I can help you with this, that. Yes, you can make more sales and I can help you with the process towards that. But they are outputs of the kind of therapeutic work that happens. And it's a really important distinction that for me, that my work is about rebuilding structure, not rebuilding yourself, right? You're great as you are. You don't need fixing. But as a business owner, you might need a bit of guidance, right? It's different. You are both the things. So from this new era in messy business, I love it. You can expect exactly the same no-nonsense honesty from me, but really anchored around the framework that I teach, guide, work towards, work against, as in align to, within my program, which is my base model, which is about belief, alignment, structure, and ease, and the whole messy business philosophy. That's what it's all about, right? Be as messy as you like, but also be focused and work towards something that you care about. So I want to reinforce really the permission slip message that I base a lot of my work on. This is that you're great as you are, right? You have my absolute permission, if you need it, here it is, to be who you want to be, right? You do not have to conform to anything else, to anybody else's standard, to run your business in any way anybody tells you, okay? You get to make all the choices. If you only want to take client calls on a Monday morning, only take client calls on a Monday morning. Nobody's telling you anything else, right? You get to decide all of these things. And I think that is just so utterly freeing. And it doesn't matter if other people are like, well, that seems a bit messy. That doesn't seem quite right that, you know, only take calls on a Monday morning. Yeah, my business, knob off. That's what I want to do. So this is your permission to make all the choices that suit you and to build the business that really, really fits you. This is your space now to breathe again and just be fabulous. So what I want from you now is I want to make sure that you've subscribed to this. I want to make to this podcast, I want to make sure that you share it with other people who need these affirmations, who need to hear that they are absolutely not broken in any way, shape or form and do not need fixing, just need a bit of guidance on how to be brave enough and bold enough and confident enough to shape the business into what they want. So do those really delicious things, won't you? Will you screenshot this and share it to your Instagram stories and tag me and tell people how they can listen? And share it on LinkedIn or Facebook or wherever you share stuff. And make sure you tag me too. And subscribe. And make sure you keep showing up here because this is going to be a really fun journey now. I mean, it's taken 157 episodes to be here. And I know some of you have been here since the beginning and you are my absolute favourite people. So thank you for that ever. So that's really what messy business is all about. It's about permission, it's about perspective, and it's about a place to rebuild. So if that sounds like the support that you have been craving, you are in the right place, my friend. And obviously, if you think, oh my God, Libby talks such sense, can't get her words out. Libby talks such sense and I really must work with her. Then send me a DM on Instagram or drop me an email or however you like to communicate. But no voice notes, I hate voice notes. And I'll tell you about my program and how you can join us and how you can get this, but responding to your specific questions. It's delicious. It's a delicious space and I'm very proud of it. And it is going through a bit of a rebrand at the moment. So it's having a new name, which is going to become all clear as we go on. Because as ever, rebrand in messy Libby way and it's all over the place and not going according to plan because I've had a builder around today and then a kitchen fitter. And then a carpet fitter. So sometimes we have to balance our business with what's actually going on in our lives. And I love that. You know, I love that it's okay to do that. And I love that it's okay to be a hot mess. And I love that it's okay to enter this next era of our lives, just doing what the bloody hell that we want that suits us, that makes us happy, that makes our clients super happy, and that earns us a decent, profitable income, lest us never forget that particular aspect, for that is the point of having a business as well. So you're here. Thank you. Good. I'm really looking forward to this. And I will see you on the next episode of Messy Business. Lots of love. Bye. Thanks for listening to Messy Business. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you don't miss your next dose of clarity and calm. You'll find me on Instagram at Libby Langley. And when you're ready for deeper support in a space where you can rebuild your business around who you are, you can join me inside Reboot Camp. See you next week for more Messy Business.